Recorded Books presents Trojan Nightmare, Apocalypse Cultivation, Book 1, by Blaise Corvin. Narrated by Luke Daniels. Chapter 1. Jacob Hessian Mazzariello dodged a magical ball of green fire, but lost his balance. He rolled forward as it blew up the rusting pickup truck behind him.
Shit!
With an effort of will, he used his key to energize another flash step behind the corner of a building, moving beyond the reach of any dangerous shrapnel. As usual, he thought about the Three Winds Northern Lights fist, a mysterious single-use attack he'd been holding on to for years. But this situation, although hairy, wasn't quite desperate enough for something like that yet. Hopefully. He absently noted that the building he was hiding behind had once been a pizza restaurant. Now the pizza chain's cartoon mascot was faded from years of neglect, and judging by the amount of filth inside on the tables, the windows had been broken out for years, too. As metal pinged off the concrete sidewalk, Jake heard a sound like a hammer breaking a cinder block from a rooftop nearby, and called up,
"Are bullets working against this thing?"
"No dice, it has a barrier."
"Are you sure?"
"Look, Jake, if you want to try taking a shot, I will toss the fucking rifle down. Now excuse me while I try to stay alive."
A moment later, part of the rooftop where the speaker had been hiding went up in green flame, the same color as the Fisher Witch's other attacks.
God damn it!
Jake wasn't worried about Miller, as the sharpshooter had a knack for avoiding injury. Instead, he was more upset about the barrier. He sighed and holstered his Glock. The 9mm had served him well for years, but it was proving less and less useful recently. In some ways, it was probably for the best, though. Bullets were hard to come by these days. Jake drew his sword instead, a serviceable and plain but very practical saber. He usually kept the weapon sheathed on his back with a modified scabbard. Drawing it from his back wasn't as fast as from the hip, but it did work. It kept the weapon secure and out of the way when he didn't need it. Another explosion sent a shockwave through the air, blowing debris around the corner. Running footsteps behind him resolved into Haley Brast. The normally posh, conscientious black girl was out of breath, and some of her hair and half an eyebrow had been singed off. She'd put away her firearm, too, so now her trusty Remington rifle poked up over her shoulder. The woman had her butterfly knives in hand, and the edges glittered.
"The fucking things have shields!"
she shouted.
"I heard!"
Another blast punctuated Jake's words.
"How did you know? The comms are down."
"Miller told me before he lost his rooftop."
"Oh,"
she paused. Distant screaming echoed through the evening sky. Haley shook her head.
"Sounds like civvies. Any plans for them?"
"No, this is a contested zone. They're on their own."
"Well, at least that makes sense."
She turned and spat on the pavement.
"Fuck, this is the worst time to be doing this. And there are two of them. The mission is FUBAR. Do we have a new plan?"
"Yeah, but without comms and with the enemy throwing magic everywhere, we need alternate communication. Can you handle that, Brast?"
"No problem. Why do you think I just about lost half my ass coming to find you?"
"Roger that. Good hustle."
As a rank 6 adventurer, Haley Brast was not the most powerful person on the team, but the former Marine was definitely one of the most competent.
"Tell Landry to tank one of the witches," Jake said. "They're probably at about mid-sea level, but he's rank 8. He should be able to handle one for a while. Once he's engaged, the rest of us will kill the other one, then come bail him out."
The former Marine nodded.
"Understood, roger that. I need to get to a good transition location. Stand by."
She sheathed her blades and sprang to the side of the building, clinging to the wall like a spider. Then she crawled up to the roof and disappeared. Brast was solid, and Jake trusted she'd get the job done. He began moving, staying in cover, making his way to the more distant sound of fighting. Their team had come to this town on contract to make some money by killing a witch, maybe even help some people and do some good in the process. But instead of one, two of the damn things had popped out of the lair, an abandoned building, and his entire team had almost instantly died.
"I'm getting too old for this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?